Myanmar's notebook for August 2nd, dog days of podcasting 2025. So today I went to see a Fantastic Four movie, and I'm gonna give it 3 out of 5 stars, no spoilers. But I will say that they did get at least one thing right, in that they have a very strong theme of family in this movie, and I just can't help but compare it to the Fast and the Furious franchise of movies, which I don't know if anybody is still watching that series. I'm not even sure if I'm up to date on it, but they really went ham-fisted. I mean, Fast and the Furious, very ham-fisted with the family theme, to the point where when the last couple of movies came out, the memes I saw about that, how they're really trying to overemphasize family without saying what is so special about family. That's what the Fast and Furious series did, that theme very badly, whereas Fantastic Four did it rather well. It's a central point of the plot, but it's not, you know, it's not blatantly hitting you over the head with the theme. But as far as how does Fantastic Four stand as a comic book movie? Oh boy, yeah, it has a lot of that, needs a lot of suspension of disbelief to make it through the whole movie. The plot is fairly thin, with characters acting like comic book characters, for the most part anyway. So 3 out of 5 stars, I'm not sure if I'm really convinced that Marvel has gotten their groove back. I know I skipped the last few Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. What was the last one I watched? I know Spider-Man movies I liked, but the ones out of the, I guess what's going to become the major plot lines of the MCU, still awfully weak in story and production. I guess this is a bright spot, because I'm guessing this one, I haven't checked how well it's done on at the box office yet, but I'm guessing because Pedro Pascal's in it, it's going to do well just because of that. So we'll see how it does overall, but at least there's hope. Okay, I've gone on long enough for today. Talk to you tomorrow.